Miss Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, Leal, L-E-A-L, 72270. Chief complaint, I've been bit by a tick 6 weeks ago, number one. Since then, I have a rash, number two. Number three, my rash usually is on one side, but it has traveled to different areas. Number four, I feel weak. Number five, I'm so tired. Number six, leg pain. Number seven, severe varicose veins in the legs. Number eight, swelling in the legs. Number nine, I feel dizzy from time to time. Number 11, I've had lower extremity edema. Number 12, palpitations since I had the tick bite. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman who suffers from hypothyroidism. Patient is married, has two children that are grown. Patient was bit by a tick that she actually saw about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and since then has developed above symptoms, and she's quite concerned about it. Medical medications, the level of thyroxine. She doesn't know the dose. She'll bring the dose next time. Immunization, COVID immunization times three is up to date. Surgery, C-section, appendectomy, gallbladder. Social, last period was a year ago. She's postmenopausal. She is having a lot of hot flashes, which she says that's been going on prior to the tick bite. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She lives with her husband. Maintenance, mammogram a year ago. Colonoscopy a year and a half ago. 216 weight, hasn't really changed much in the past month or 2 to 3 months. 98%, 97, 16, 97, 153 over 75. Heart, positive 1, positive 2. Lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen is soft but obese. Neck shows anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy. Neurological non-focal. TMs are clear, low extremity. Positive varicose veins bilaterally. Also, she has trace edema. Assessment number one. Status post-tick bite. Number two, fever early on and rash. Number three, check for Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Number four, check for tick bite illnesses. Number five, low thyroid history of check thyroid TSH. Number six, lower extremities pain related to severe varicose veins with family history of varicose veins. At one time, she saw a specialist, and she was going to have surgery, but she changed her mind. Next number, she wants to be referred to a specialist for possible surgery or injection. Next number, referred to the vein center. Next number is rash. The rash appears very faint at this time. It's about the right hip region. There's no rash on the palms of the hands or soles of the feet. Nevertheless, we'll keep an eye on the rash until the blood work comes back. Next number is leg pain, multifactorial. Next number is lower extremity edema. Check TSH, questionable sleep apnea. Next number is palpitation, off and on. Next number is vertigo. Next number is severe symptoms of postmenopausal syndrome. Next number is, by the way, echocardiogram and carotid ultrasound are both negative. Next number, because she's on thyroid medication and she has thyroid issues, we looked at her thyroid and her thyroid does not appear to be enlarged and or show any evidence of cysts or nodules. Next number, we're going to start it on progesterone and estrogen, 0.1% cream and 50 milligram per ml cream today. Next number, mammogram is again up to date. Next number, colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, check blood work. Next number, come back next week. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, referred to vascular specialist. Next number, we need to put family history. Family history of coronary artery disease and stroke. Next number, because of her dizziness and her family history, we did look at her carotid today, which was within normal limits. Next number, we'll keep an eye on the rash at this time. Thank you.